it's well understood that trauma is one of the root causes of violence in communities. And it's a vicious cycle because the violence only adds to the trauma experience for the people who live in that community. It all raises the question, what can be done to both prevent violence and to help those who have been harmed by it, whether directly or indirectly? And how do we get to addressing the underlying causes? These issues will be the focus of a training program that kicks off this week. It's known as Healing Solutions, and it aims to equip people with the tools they need to help victims of trauma. It's free, and it's hosted by the organization CU Peace and Resiliency Champions. And I'm joined now in studio by one of the group's coordinators, Karen Sims. She's a licensed therapist who specializes in helping communities that are facing trauma. Karen, thanks so much for being here.
Thank you so much for the opportunity.
So what does it mean to take a public health approach to addressing community violence, and why is that so important?
So a couple different reasons. One is a public health approach says that we want to look at both why issues exist and then expand our community's capacity. So if you think about it from like a disease model, everything has its original source, like the flu. And in order to sort of inoculate a community, to protect a community, we've got to sort of treat people who have the flu, but also prevent further outbreaks of the flu. And so a public health approach is sort of both a treatment approach, so dealing with symptoms, but also making sure that we vaccinate the community deep and broad to try to prevent potential outbreaks. The other piece about that is looking at the complexity of the issues, complex issue, complex solutions, and so knowing that we need communities to have a variety of different tools in the toolbox.
When it comes to supporting someone who's been hurt or someone who is hurting, what are the most important things that people should know?
So a couple different things. One is that everybody experiences trauma in a lot of different ways. Trauma impacts people on a biological level. So not only just what you see, but there are things that are happening underneath. It impacts mind, body, spirit, your financial life. Like every part of your life gets impacted by trauma. The other thing that we want people to know is sort of what helps heal. And it's creating space to be able to tell your story, because we know that this sounds like a really common statement, but secrets make us sick. And so not having someone hear us and validate us is part of what makes trauma so insidious. We also know that there are ways that you can listen well, and there are ways that you listen that get in the way of healing. We know that because healing needs to happen on multiple levels, like so a holistic approach, so know that talking is only one part of the process. I also can need things in my community. So that's what, you know, public health approach. We need to be able to go have recreation that's there. We need supportive people. We need a spiritual community. We need we need lots of other things to help with healing and recovery. So we want you to be thinking broad and deep about recovery. A trauma-informed approach is actually a relatively new way of looking at things. I could look like I have depression. I could look like I have ADHD. I could look like I have a substance abuse problem. I could look like I have chronic health issues or chronic pain. And what we're finding through the science and research is a lot of that is trauma-based. And if you don't look at the fact that I've been impacted by trauma, you could really pathologize me. And if you don't deal with the trauma, you get in the way of my healing.
And a portion of this training is focused on the use of restorative justice techniques. And I wanted to ask you a little bit about that. What does that entail?
From a trauma-informed perspective, one of the things that we realize is that when people are impacted by trauma and violence, they frequently feel disconnected from communities, right? They feel disconnected from the communities and disconnected to themselves. And so a restorative approach says when you experience harm, there's a way that you can get back into relationship. And if someone has harmed you, we want to have an approach that says you are still welcomed in the community, you are still invited in the community, and there's a way to heal and rebound.
So I guess when we think about all the devastating effects of trauma, I think our minds go towards the question, how do we prevent trauma from happening in the first place? So maybe it would be helpful to first define, like, what all encompasses trauma, and then what are known prevention methods?
The best way to think about trauma is an experience that overwhelms our ability to cope and understand it and deal with it. So that's why it could be so personal for so many people. But imagine having a stress response that's so great that you can't manage and cope it. So the biggies that people tend to think about are like interpersonal traumas, like sexual assault, sexual violence, neglect, child abuse, all of those domestic violence. But we also know that there are things like developmental trauma, so things that happened to us when we were pretty young, right? And that we don't have words for it or language to understand. Systems can impact trauma upon people. So if I am involved with an oppressive child welfare, I mean, not that it is always a right disclaimer, I'm not saying that child welfare is as oppressive in itself, but if it makes me feel disempowered and I don't have the resources to cope with, a criminal justice system can be disempowering. Sometimes things like well-intended things can take away our sense of power. One of the things that I've been really paying attention to that I don't think we talk enough about is things like racialized trauma. So, you know, what it means to be in an environment in a society where people constantly make you feel unsafe and make you feel under threat. That's racialized trauma that impacts you not only just viscerally, right, but it also, what we know is, can impact you, your stress response neurobiologically. So anything that overwhelms your senses, SAMHSA defines it as events, experiences, and exposures. So, right, that could be a whole bunch of things. It doesn't necessarily mean it has to happen to me. It could be just something that I witness. I talk about this in the training, and we used to interview students in Champaign through our Access Initiative project. And one of the things we'd ask was, have you ever experienced war or acts of terror? And you would think in Champaign, like, most people would say no, because we're in Champaign, and what war and acts of terror? But about a third of the youth would say that they had experienced it. And so our evaluation team went back and asked, like, hey, what does that mean? And what we found was that just witnessing, I mean, it's easy to sort of be numbed and desensitized to it, but children who grow up now have grown up with terror threats and hearing about terror threats. And some people personalize that in ways, and then it affects them in really sort of organic ways.
And is there anything else that you would want people to know, both about this issue or about this training that you're putting on?
Just highlighting that it is open to people from, if you're a parent and you want to learn more about how to be more effective about being a parent, but also you have maybe your parent of a child who's experienced trauma and you want more tools in your toolbox, you'll get something from this. We talk about crisis support. If you are somebody who is maybe doing community work, maybe you work at a homeless shelter, maybe you're doing a volunteer project and want to figure out a way to do that work more effectively, we want to see you. If you are a professional and want the opportunity to get some CEUs, come, we've got you. The other thing that we didn't publicize a lot, but if you are somebody who needs community service but wants to use those, wants to do something meaningful, like in terms of equipping, you know, in terms of collecting those community service hours, because maybe you want to be involved in a restorative practice, you want to give back, we want to see you. And so know that's my big pitch, is that this is something for everybody, and we hope that, again, it'll help build a more peaceful and resilient community, and that you will come to the training, do your individualized action plan, and figure out ways that you can give back to keep us all safe.
Karen Sims is a licensed therapist who specializes in helping communities that are facing trauma. The new training program that we've been talking about, Healing Solutions, kicks off this week, and you can find more information at our website, willnews.org. Karen, thanks so much for speaking with me.
Thank you.